Welcome to episode one of Shane and Monica Rant. One day, Shane and Monica decided to sit down and rant about their day and record it for all of you. This is what happened.
Rant, 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 rant. Rant, rant, rant,
rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant. Rant, 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 cock powder. Rant, 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 lick my nuts. Rant, 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 ball sucker. Rant, 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 rant. It's like I got nothing.
I really like the conversational part. I mean, I don't really get off on the talking to myself stuff,
which I do that all the time.
Well, I enjoy it in the tub and in the shower.
On the street.
And on the street when I actually mentioned this in my silly little podcast, the one that I'm sort of doing just to keep my my
brain working.
Level of brain working, essentially, which is usually I try to keep it to like a minute at the very most. Of just something I've observed or whatever is in my brain at the time.
Okay.
And I think this is last Friday, a week and a bit ago, and I'm standing out in the rain. I'm at the shawarma place down a couple blocks down.
Okay.
With two pugs. And we're all wet, and Allie's in the shawarma place getting the food that we're ordering. And I suddenly start hearing this like incredible anguish from across the street.
Okay.
From like a block on whatever way it was. And it was horrifying because this guy was screaming at somebody who obviously wasn't there.
Okay.
And he was scaring people as he went. And when he got closer and I could actually make out what he was saying, I heard some girl started crying who was on the corner.
Okay.
He just walked by her. Address her. He didn't talk to her. He just kept going. But as he was walking by her, he was really screaming at the top of his lungs.
Oh my God.
And then when I could make out what he was saying, I heard, stop talking to me. I don't like it when you're around.
Oh dear.
And stuff like that. Like he was obviously off his meds.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, whoever he was, you know, visualizing, was really pissing off. I guess is one way to describe it.
That's awesome, though. It's like, no, I hate when you do this. Stop doing this again.
Yeah, exactly. And he just kept going down the street. And every 10, 15 seconds, he would yell at this person that no one else could see. And he was actually sort of brushing somebody away, like, off to one side. Jesus. And so I felt really bad for him. And I felt bad for the girl. But at the same time, people respond to life in the city different ways. And I always thought that was kind of... I kind of took a small joy in seeing her cry because I thought...
You're like, this is how
you... You're in the big city.
You're a big city, little girl.
You don't look like you're lost. You're obviously going somewhere and you're carrying stuff, so you obviously live here.
And a crazy person makes you
cry. And a crazy person walks by. You've not done that before?
I mean, you're just kind of like... You're thinking the only way that makes sense, and this will turn the conversation into depressing sense, is that it reminds her of somebody that she knows that's off
that
their meds
true.
As well.
Now,
you know,
this
like,
is the thing,
that
right?
would have to be the only way that you're like, okay, now I'm on your side. Because otherwise it's like, well, fucking tighten up your bootstraps, baby! I'm sorry, you know? This is what you're going to cry. It's like the people on Judge Judy, where they're like... You know, someone didn't put that picture properly in my photo album, and it made me cry for days. And she's like, this is the biggest problem you're going to contend with. You're a lucky motherfucker, you know? Like, really? So if some dude is have off his meds, it's not your problem. You have nothing to do with it. You know, sad, but I don't know.
At the same time, there's really nothing you can do. Like,
no.
I felt, you know, I had that initial reaction when I finally figured out what was going on. When the girl, just as the girl started crying, I realized, okay, he's a schizophrenic.
Yeah,
he's walking
yeah.
down a Vancouver street.
Yeah.
And I instantly wanted to do something about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I had friends who are schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And, one of them, I was about 23, 24. He was late 30s at the time and we hung out. We were nerds and stuff and played video games together and whatnot. And I never actually knew that he was schizophrenic until later on, and I had hung out at his home, and I thought it was a bit odd that he was living with his parents, who were in their, at that time, were in their mid-90s. They're probably both gone by now.
Jesus!
Okay. And I kind of thought that was a bit strange, like this guy who was in his late 30s, and then, but, you know, nerds can tend to stay at home longer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he eventually revealed to me, because he always had the TV on, and it was always on silent, and it was in the corner of his bedroom, and it was always on the Discovery Network. Which most of the time you're seeing animals of whatever kind, documentary, this kind of thing. And he said, well, that's how I regulate my medication. And I said, oh, what do you mean? What kind of medication? He said, well, I'm schizophrenic, blah, blah, blah. And he just sort of gave me the clinical thing. And I said, oh, that's you know, whatever. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, no, I can't rely on my parents to deal with me when I am having an episode if I do, because they're just way too old.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, and they asked me to stay here, and because they wanted to keep an eye on me. Now it's getting to that point where they can't really do anything if I do, you know, flip out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, sir, what's with the TV? And he said, well, the self-medication thing is that if I see the animals, if I just glance at the TV every couple of hours, and the animals are in the TV, and I know they're in the TV,
okay,
my medication is still working.
Oh, dear.
If I see a lion on my bed just sitting there and licking its paws or whatever, okay, I need to take my medication, because that's the first sign, I guess, for him anyway, that animals manifesting on his bed was pre anything else. And so he just would go and take his medication, and then the animal would eventually vanish. And
so if I see an animal in my bed, that is a problem, is what you're trying to indicate to me here.
It depends if you're into that kind of thing. I mean, you know, there are people that would enjoy having a horse sleep with them all the time.
On Springer,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so that dude in
But yeah, no, that's amazing, though. Like, it's like, okay, if they're in the TV, I'm safe, but,
yeah,
you know.
And that was how he did it. And, I mean, he worked a job. He worked where I worked and that kind of stuff. And then,
that's not necessarily endorsement. He worked where I worked. It's like,
oh yeah,
well, you know,
we worked at the rec center. We worked at a rec center together, and that's how I met him. As I just hung out with him a couple of days, you know, once in a while, and became friends and stuff. And then, but then actually one day his employer asked me where he was, and like his boss, and I said, I don't know. I haven't seen him actually in about a week, and normally we talk and converse. So I called him and I left a message on his answering machine. And he never, ever called me back, like, ever. Like, not to this day have I heard from him.
Oh, no.
But I did learn as time went on, over, the next few months, that he was eventually put on, like, permanent disability from the work and from the union and that kind of stuff. So I assume, I don't really know, I'm assuming that he must have fallen off the... His system didn't work. You know, so he must have been institutionalized or something. I don't know. Who knows? It was unfortunate. But then I never saw him again. So I assume that he's still around. I would say by this point, I would suspect his parents are probably long gone.
This is a guess that I would have to... Mid-90s. Like, who the fuck lives that long anyway?
Well, I want to. Oh. I actually plan on outliving everyone I know. I think that...
That's going to be so satisfying
for
you.
But if I die before everyone else that I know, I'm fucking haunting everyone.
In the weirdest way. You're going to take your pants off when you show up.
Exactly. I'll be, hey, how's it... Oh, you can't see me. All right. How do I make my presence known? Pants. Yes. Pants. Okay, I'm going to hang pants from the ceiling. Yeah, just for no reason.
Just for no reason.
Rant. Cock butter. Rant.